Rabbi said, today I really plan on going over with you some very interesting shilas nogea ader sheni. Today, this year is ader sheni. We have an additional ader, and there are many interesting shilas that come up with regard to yard sites, with regard to birthdays, with regard to bar mitzvah, and what else? There are a whole bunch of fascinating scenarios. I have this in a very good sefer called Sha'arei Yimei Purim. And it's a thin little sefer. And by mistake, I took home the wrong sefer. Now, I normally would just tell you from memory, but it's very detailed. It's very, and I don't want to make mistakes, because it's a little bit technical. So instead of doing that, let me share with you just a short vart in honor of the Siyum of Masechta Yoma. Anyone here learned Daf Yomi? Or Michal, you learned Daf Yomi? You had a Siyum last night?
Yeah.
A nice Siyum? You learned Daf Yomi?
Yeah.
Small one? Okay. So I want to share with you a nice vart I heard, a Jewish in honor of the Siyum of Masechta Yoma. This really relates to this week's parasha, so it's really a vart in the parasha. This week's parasha is Tetzaveh. Tetzaveh, there couldn't be a better parasha for the backdrop of Masechta Yoma, because what is parasha Tetzaveh all about? The Kohen Gadol. It's all B'dei Kahuna. The Kohen Gadol wears 8 begadim, so it talks about, that's really what the parasha is all about. And primarily it talks about the tzitz, and the chosh, and the ephod, and the mitznefes, all the Kohanim, and the Kohen Gadol is the man of the hour. He is the man. The whole avodah Yom Kippur all depends upon the Kohen Gadol. Mafrichim Kohen Gadol Shivas Yom Lefnei Achag. We prepare the Kohen Gadol. He's the focus. And then at the end of the parsha, we have the Talmud Shal Shachat and Shabbat. And then we have also, what's very interesting, is the Mizbeach Hazov. The Mizbeach Hazov. What do we do in the Mizbeach Hazov? So we discussed yesterday Ketores. Right, it's a very big thing. Everyone should be makdir Ketores on. We recite the Nusach of Keteres every day in Davening. Before Davening, after Davening, Nusach, Svar, Ashna, Shabbos, weekday, Keteres. Where are you makdir the Keteres? Twice a day, on the Mizbeach Hazov. Now let me ask you a question. Why is the Mizbeach Hazov called a Mizbeach? The word Mizbeach comes from the word Zevach. What sacrifice do you ever offer upon the Mizbeach Hazov? Nothing. The Mizbeach Hazav, Mizbeach Achitzon, every day. Tamish HaShachar, Tamish HaBen Abayim, all the Korbanos. You sacrifice the animal, you mekabel the dam, you put them in the Mizbeach, and then you bring the Imurim. The Mizbeach Hazav was a small object, it was one arm by one arm of four corners, and you bring Ketores twice a day. So why is it called a Mizbeach? So the answer is, once a year, the Pasuk Taka says, Achas Bashana, you offer the Dam HaPor and the Dam HaSoyer on the Mizbeach Hazav. After you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and you sprinkle 7 times Dam HaPor, Dam HaSoyer, 8 times and before the Badin, and then you come out and you sprinkle it on the Pareches, you then go to the Mizbeach Hazav, you mix the blood and you apply it to the four corners of the Mizbeach, and then you sprinkle 7 times Al Ti HaRoy Shel Mizbeach. That's it. And as the Pasuk actually says in this week's parasha, Achas Bashana, once a year a Yumakriv blood, apply blood to this. And so it's amazing that the only reason we're calling this a Mizbeach is because of the Dam HaPar, Dam HaSer of Yom HaKippur, which is offered once a year. And then what do we do? What else do we do? Keteres. So now perhaps we have a greater appreciation why Keteres is so chosh. We discussed yesterday the simple reason why Hashem is machsh to Keteres so much is because there's no ulterior motivation to bring Keteres. A chatos, an asham, a karmen oila, all bring kapara for the owner. Whether it's a loisase, whether it's a bittul mitzase, there's some ulterior motive. Keteres, you get nothing out of. It's purely a nachas ruach to Hashem. That's the pasuk shot. But I think there's something a lot deeper, and that is when you bring Keteres, you're going to the place where you came Yom Kippur. You're going to a makom, which was part of the avod of Yom Kippur. You can't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim because that's off limits. But you're going to the makom where you finished off the avodah of Yom Kippur. So what you're really doing, you're bringing Ketores, is you're reminding yourself of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year where a person can achieve, becomes a malach, you achieve the highest kedusha of Yom Kippur. Every single day of the year, you're able to draw from that kedusha and give HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas ruach. How? You come to the Mizbeach Hazav. The Mizbeach Hazav is a makom. Achas Pashana, you apply the Dhamma Par the Dhamma Sar. And what do? There? You bring a sacrifice. You bring Ketores. You give Nachas Ruach. Offering Ketores, in essence, is connecting to Yom Kippur. And that is something very significant. We go throughout the year, Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. Today is not Yom Kippur. So today I can do whatever I want. I can do Kol Dover Asa. It's not Yom Kippur. When we get near Yom Kippur, I'll worry. Slichas, Hashchei Neshel, we blow the shofar, so I'll start thinking about Yom Kippur. We get closer. A week before Rosh Hashanah, I'll get more serious. I'll come a day before Yom Kippur, I'll get very serious. But the whole year round, it's not Yom Kippur. It's not my, I gotta loosen up. I have to have some downtime. That's the mile of Ketores. You draw from that Kiddush of Yom Kippur every single day of the year. So, the drasha for the Daf Yomi was you're learning Masechta Yoma. Masechta Yoma is all about Yom Kippur, Yom HaKippurim. In fact, it's the only Masechta where you don't really say the name of the name of the holiday. Pesach, Pesachim, Shabbos, Erevin, Gittin. Everything is clear what you're discussing. Yoma, what Yoma? There are many days of the year. There are 365 days. Oh, Yom HaKippur. It's such a holy day. You can't even mention it by name. Daf Yoimi is also called Yoimi. It's when you learn the Daf, what you're doing is you're making the day into a special day. The more that's what's really happening with the Ketores. You are going to that Yoma, that one day a year, and you're drawing from that Kedusha. Learning Torah every single day is an opportunity to go to a Mokam Kedusha, a sharish of Kedusha, to draw from it and to bring it into your lives daily. Okay, so that was just a short vart on the theme of Masechta Yoma. You learn a Masechta, it's like you're going through the experience. When the experience is over, what happens when Yom Kippur is over? You blow a Tekiah Gedola. Tekiah Gedola. What else happens when Yom Kippur is over? It's a Baskal. Lech echol b'simcha lachnecha u'shesei b'lev tov yeinecha ki chavar ratzu l'kim es masecha. When you finish all the masechta, the only masechta that you finish is your baskol, is masechta Yoma. Because after Yom Kippur is over, there's a baskol. Lech echol, so certainly this is true when it comes to the avod of Yom Kippur, learning Torah certainly is also true. There's a gedder of a baskol. Lech echol b'simcha lachnecha u'shesei b'lev tov yeinecha. The Yom Tov Hayoise Kai Godel Oyavav after Yom Kippur, Bitseisai B'Shalem. When the Kohen Gadol, he left the Kodesh HaKadosh, he made a party. When did he make the party? Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Every person learns the Masechta, he personifies the Kohen Gadol. When he comes out B'Shalem, Yom Sayim the Masechta, it's a very big celebration. It's a time to make a Simcha. One other thought came to my mind is, how many Dafim are there in the Masechta Yoma? Or maybe you're going to like this. How many Dafim? 88. But 88 minus days. Minus the first Aleph. So how many? 87. What's 87? We just spent some time learning Baruch Shamar. How many words in the Baruch Shamar? Paz. Roishoi kesem paz. Ata hivdalta enoish, we say ni'ila. Ata hivdalta enoish neroish. A whole avodah of Yom Kippurim, it's a part of the Nusach. Enoish neroish. Roishoi? Hashem separated man from the very beginning. Roshai, the very beginning, is expressed as being the finest gold, the highest quality that exists in this world. Kesem Paz. Paz is Pezayin. The Masechta that deals with the Enosh Merosh, the godless that man can achieve, a human being can go, Lefnayim V'Lefnim Hayom HaKippurim, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is a gather of Ata Hivdalta Enosh Merosh, and Rosh is Pezayin, and Ataka Pezayin Dachim in Masechta Yoma. Okay, these are just some short ideas to appreciate them. Sechta, have a wonderful day. We have a minion.
When do you have that?
You have a minion?
Yes. Oh, yes. 5 minutes.